to smile again with radio's home folk, Think and Fade, written by Paul Wright.
Breakable engagement to go down to YMCA and watch the band.
Well, I'll tell you why I inquired about you.
All right.
Uncle Fletcher dropped past a little while ago. His bedroom is all painted and garnished and fixed up nice now, and he's given a housewarming.
Housewarming?
Well, room warming, then, I guess you call it. I'm not invited because it's for gentlemen only, but you and Dove are. And I think you both ought to go. Not a special party or anything. Just kind of a drop in and say hello and then leave. Only last 6:30.
I don't know.
Hi. Uncle Fletcher can't be excited about his room warming. It's a shame to see with your father. Well, it's just an honor.
It's not so. I think it's not so.
Hi.
Ah, my dear, my heart is letting me hear. It's a joke.
I see you just must make it to the coach. And come on, wait. Take my notes.
Wait a second. I want to take it.
I don't believe I'm really seeing you looking so good.
Here, a little bit ago, he wants you and Willie to drop by the Keller's house a few minutes after supper. Having their room warming.
Oh?
Their painter's also painted varnish. He's fixed up his bedroom and decided to do things. Room warming. You and Willie are invited for dinner. It's just for now. It'll be awful pretty, Brickmuss. Brickmuss man's worked out lots of different colors for his Brickmuss. Uncle Fletcher named off some. Midnight blue, off apricot, burnt silver, blonde gray. Lots of lovely shades.
So frugal, really, so. How'd you like to have a big chunk of cold midnight blue Brickmuss?
I don't know, about a pound and a half of cold blonde gray Brickmuss.
Smoked hazel, green dawn, bruised maroon. Daffodil slot.
What?
Daffodil slot.
Daffodil slot.
Yeah, I expect it's kind of mottled, you know. Speckled, maybe.
My pass my plate for more.
All the different colored hunks of Brickmuss taste the same, don't they, Ma?
Oh, sure. No difference in the flavor. First meeting Brickmuss blindfolded couldn't tell whether they had cream and russet Brickmuss or basement olive Brickmuss.
You've got hunks of Brickmuss with those, man.
Some are freshness.
Oh, well.
And here's my thought, Tito.
Uh-huh.
We're generally through supper around 5:45 or 6 or so. Okay? right after supper, why don't I breeze over to Miss Feller's house, pay my respects to Uncle Fletcher, admire his fine bedroom, choke down a slab of graveyard gray brick mush, and then join my tea supper and go on down to the last hall.
Oh, no.
Well, why not? That way,
then
I can...
warming, don't come in. It's 6:30.
Well, perhaps not officially, no, but here I am, a dear old member of the family, and have special privileges.
But that's just the point.
What's just the point?
Uncle Fletcher wants you to be there when his other friends arrive. He wants to show you off to Bangles.
No.
Well, here you are, his fine nephew-in-law that holds an enormous, wonderful, grand, elegant position at the kitchenware company with private office and special telephone and stenographer and too much shirt every day and everything else. He wants to show you off. And me too, Willie. You're a big, dandy, magnificent high school scholar and he's proud of you. Well, his other guest will be...
Well, his guest will be what?
Well, that's like our garbage man at the dump park. Nice fellas and all, but fellas that reside at the Sprout Kentucky Hotel and like that.
My friends Alf Mushett and Stacy Yap and Y.I.I.Y. Siebert are all in residence at the Bright Kentucky Hotel. There's no stigma or shame attached to the self-regarding.
I know, but you understand how I mean. So many of Uncle Fletcher's sidekicks, he's in the park on the yard, and he's very careful about wearing a clean shirt. And you see, sir, how I mean. Not that there's anything against him. He would be just terrible proud and happy to have you at his room warming, and I think you ought to...
Double drink.
Forget it.
Very likely it's a little get off my switch sitting on your own side of the lab.
Well, I have an idea, Uncle Fletcher. Hello? Hello? Hey, Uncle Fletcher.
Oh,
he's ready. It's Uncle Fletcher, all right.
You doing anything hello?
He's carried on a big conversation with his landlady.
Called you up and asked me about your brother's what?
Yeah.
Well, holler into the telephone.
I think he's got the receiver to his ear. Hey! Oh, no, he hasn't any more got the receiver to his ear than a rabbit.
Yes, Uncle Fletcher for you.
Bye, hello? Hello, Uncle Fletcher. Oh, yes. Been shouting at you 5 minutes. Did you forget to telephone me? Yes, it is muddy out. What? Yes. Well, all right. Sure, I will, Uncle Fletcher. You bet. And you have a real nice room warming. All right, Uncle Fletcher. Goodbye.
But he's putting the telephone receiver in his pants pocket long about now.
You are to bring all your easy slippers to Miss Keller's house when you go.
Why?
Because it's busy and muddy out, and Miss Keller don't want fellas traipsing across the living room rug and up to the top of the stairs in dirty shoes. Each guest takes off his shoes at the door and leaves them on the porch. Easy slippers will be provided to come in the house. Mm-hmm. Is that all right with you?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's smart of Miss Keller. Well, here's the way I'm going to start thinking about supper. I want to tell us to eat and be enough practice prompt at 6:30.
Why prompt at 6:30?
Well, so you can show you off to my guests to come early.
How about his guests to come late?
Yes.
Yeah.
And rush.
Yeah.
I'd like to have you both stay the whole hour and a half up the room.
Oh, hey, hello now.
It won't hurt either of us. Only a little bit of time between 6:30 and 8 o'clock. Unless you can watch the fat man play handball any other night, and Dick, that large stuff you and I each ever want to take care of, and certainly will.
Well,
and
that's
what you are. So you both start along now to fix your room warming and help make it a lovely success. Yes, Sarah, nice dog.
Hand me a chunk of blue serge brick mix.
Oh, sure. Shoot me over this leather fudge peanut butter, brick mix.